Welcome to Ballpark Nuts with Caleb, Bryson, Marshall, and Chase. What is going on, guys, and welcome back to another week. Starting off fresh with our Write That Down. Lubby Barrel, take it away.
Alrighty, so we're at week 8, and before we start our predictions, we'll go through what came off the board this week. We'll start with myself. So I actually went 2-0 this week, so pretty decent week for me. First prediction I said was Alec Manoah and Max Scherzer will be the opening starter for their respective teams. MLB announced their – every team announced their opening day starter the other day, and those two are named starters for their team, another way to say it. And my second one was Japan will make the finals of the World Baseball Classic. They did. Ooh. They ended up winning the whole thing. Kind of a layup, honestly, but who cares?
I almost did.
Then Chase went.
Yeah, me and Bryson squared off, kind of.
Well, we okay, Chase.
Japan,
well,
USA.
Yeah, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, never mind. I do have it on here. First prediction, well, this is – it's not officially, but I put it on here. So his prediction was Corbin Carroll will hit above 300 in spring training. He's currently hitting 372, and he'd have to go like 0 for 13 in the next two games. I doubt he even gets that many at-bats. So we'll give him a chase the check mark early. And then second
Come on,
prediction.
Carroll, let's go. Fire me up.
For Chase, we actually was some controversy. He said that Ohtani's going to hit the longest homer at the World Baseball Classic. He tied with Soto.
Boys have been chatting about it for a couple of days now. Yep. Oh, if
and
it counts.
We decided that we would go off of exit velocity, and Ohtani hit it, I think, 4 miles an hour harder than something like that.
Yeah, 113 versus 110.
Yeah.
And that is actually, well.
Absolute laser out of Ohtani.
Yep. It'll be the second home run, but we'll get to our first one. We'll get to the first one later. And Chase hit another prediction. He's 3-for-3 right now. He actually went 4-for-5 on the week. Was J-Dom will hit at least 300 in spring training. J-Dom hit 455. So
yeah,
that's correct.
There.
And his final prediction was Trout will hit at least 290 at the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, he hit just under, didn't he?
Nope, that is correct. He hit 296.
Oh, nice.
If he would have had one more at bat and got out, he would have probably lost it.
Yeah, dropped under.
A lot and of then Chase did
apparently
get one wrong. Will be USA will defeat Japan in the World Baseball Classic. They lost.
Yep.
And that's
overall,
it for Chase.
I'll take it. I'll take
Sorry,
it.
Boys. Wow. I've been a little strange the last couple sentences. Cat just hit a big three. trying to stay calm, but
trying not to freak out.
Trying not to, and now the dogs are barking, so that's good.
Oh, we're going to put the dogs away.
And we'll move on to Bryson. And oh, we actually have three home runs here.
Three?
Oh.
Well, three total. Bryson actually has two here. So two. We'll start with Bryson's first home run, which was Japan will win the World Baseball Classic. He made that, I believe, before or just after the tournament started. I can't remember.
It was right before it started.
Yeah. So that's a home run. Then his second home run we have here was Jordan Walker making the Cardinals opening day roster. That is also correct. And then he had home run. Nolan Arenado will finish top five in average, which is incorrect. This kind of was a tough one because the leaders are all guys who qualify but didn't play many games. So, but it's wrong. I think he finished like 15th, I think, in the tournament. And another one for Bryson that was wrong was Grayson Rodriguez would be the opening starter for the Orioles. It was Kyle Gibson was named the starter. And then he got Nick Lodolo will have over 2.5 Ks in his March 14th spring training start. Absolutely crushed it with 8 strikeouts during the game. He pitched a lot of innings,
Yeah.
And then Marshall had one prediction come off the board, and that was the USA will win the World Baseball Classic. They did not.
We will take a
look at our standings for this. Write that down. First place, we got Chase Workington. He is batting 800.
Holy Come on, baby. Let's go.
And
hey, the 100.
And the second place, we got Bryson batting 555.
Two dingers.
I've never seen above 200.
Third place, I am batting 462. And then last is Marsha batting 033. And as a total, we are batting 041 or 541, not 041.
What did you say mine was? Sorry?
I was batting
033.
Oh,
well, you said 033. I'm like, oh,
I was like, 0.333 on here. So that's why.
All right, yeah.
And then Bryson's leading the home run category with two. Then Chase is second with one. And me and Marshall are tied with zero.
Donuts.
And then, so I'll get us started with the first prediction of week eight. And that is there will be at least one walk-off on opening day.
Ooh.
There will be at least one walk-off. It doesn't have to be a home run. It could just be a hit, walk, whatever.
Just you're right. Right.
Yeah. So just a walk off.
Yeah.
At least one.
Well, there's potential for that.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, that's creative.
Alrighty, Chase, your first prediction.
Oh, I got a good one. I got a home run. I got Vladdy's going to hit the longest home run of the year.
Woo! Chase is doing good with those longest home run bets.
Apparently.
Still so far.
Just a shot in the dark kind of bet. Yeah,
hopefully there's no controversy with this one.
I almost said CJ Crone, but like I don't know. Is he gonna do it again? Because
didn't he hit the longest one last year?
Yeah, 504, I think.
Yeah.
A blessed one.
504 is nuts.
It's actually insane.
Bring back the steroids, man. We'll see how
CJ Crone 600 feet.
Alrighty, Bryson, your first prediction.
All right, my first prediction is that the Washington Nationals will win at least one of their games in their three-game series versus the Braves to open the season.
Patrick Corbin gets the ball game one. That's the one.
Yeah, right off the bat, he's gonna pitch a no-no.
I was gonna make a Patrick Corbin prediction, but I couldn't.
Guy's been an absolute screw up for a while.
Marshall, your first prediction.
Yeah, I got Corbin Burns will record over 5.5 strikeouts in his season opener against the Cubs.
That's my boy. Oh, okay. That's my boy Corbin.
Yep.
My ace.
He is him.
Alrighty, so my second prediction, I also have a similar prediction. I have Marcus Stroman. I guess they're going head to head. I'll have Marcus Stroman will have over 5.5 strikeouts versus the Brewers on opening day.
Ooh, baby. Same prediction. Opposite pitchers.
Yep. I made mine first. So.
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah, you definitely did because I made mine right before the video.
I made mine. Like I've had these written down for a while. Alrighty, Chase, your second prediction.
All right, I got AL East is going to take all the AL wildcard spots.
Ooh, I like that one.
Oh. Boston, I like it too.
Well, Boston and the Rays, Jays will win the division. Baltimore gets the third one, maybe.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Bryson, what's your third prediction?
All right. My second prediction is that Brandon Fat will be called up by the end of May for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
How's he been doing in spring training?
He's crushed it, but he did get sent back down to the minors.
Yeah, all right.
So, same with Nate Pearson. Again.
Yeah. I don't know why. This dude's like 25, and he's absolutely ready to be in the majors. I guess I just don't want to
develop him more, yet. I guess.
But like the guys that we have in our rotation, are pretty suspect, so I would not be shocked if they call him up. Or Mad Bum throws out his arm or something.
Mad Bum.
Alrighty, Marshall.
I'll go with my second. I got Josh Jung will have a big improvement this year, and he'll bat at least 250. 250 right. Or above.
What did he bat last year?
204.
Hey, yo.
He didn't play many games, though, did he?
He played a fair amount.
He's still eligible for Rookie of the Year, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But 250 is still a good amount, I think. 250 is still good. If you can hit 250 or above, that's pretty good.
Wolves win. Let's go. Wolves win. Cash Come money. On. Cash money.
Cash it Alrighty. Out.
Take it Alrighty. To the bank. My My third prediction is Marcus Semien will get on base during his first at-bat this season.
Ooh.
Nice.
I like that.
I'm going to include errors, so like doesn't have to be a hit or walk. It can be an error. I'm just saying he gets on base.
Yeah,
sure.
Fine by me.
Good potential for that.
All right. And I got maybe a layup. I got Grayson Rodriguez make an opening day rotation. I know it's not – it hasn't been set in stone yet. I think he will, but make him just a spot on the rotation.
Sure. So you're saying yes. So we'll just say if he makes one of the first five starts, that's correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess, but like, doesn't that mean just like on the team? Or is he already on the team for opening day?
No, hasn't been announced yet, I don't think, if he's on the roster.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Should know soon.
Should know soon. I would, yeah.
Yeah, very soon.
Should know at least by Thursday.
By Thursday, you should know.
Alrighty, who's Bryson? You're up.
Bryson. Me, yeah. I have another opening day strikeout prediction. So I have Hunter Green will have over 5.5 strikeouts for his opening day start.
Okay.
Everyone loves the 5.5.
I was gonna go 6.5 just to be different, but I was like, damn, that's a lot of strikeouts. Let's do it. 6.5.
Six and a half. Don't really throw that many pitches opening day.
5.5 is doable, and then 6.5 is just like it seems so much more.
You know what? I'll go 6.5. I want to swing for the fences.
Ooh, okay.
You want a home run?
All right.
Yeah.
Who are they playing?
The Pirates.
Oh.
If we do 6.5, we'll call it a home run.
Reds lost though. They got no hit and still, or they had a through a no hitter and still lost.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Cool.
Against the
Pirates. Against the Pirate. So
anything's possible.
With the Reds and Pirates playing.
Are we calling Bryson's a home run if he goes 6.5?
Yeah, yes.
So if over I went six, yeah. If I went 6.5 with Stroman, would we call that a home run?
Sure.
I'm doing that too.
I'm not.
I think that's fair.
Actually, no.
I'm sticking with mine.
I'm going to stick with mine too. Alrighty.
Marshall, yeah, you guys hit average. I'm doing the home run here.
Yeah. Tristan McKenzie will have a winning record this year. I already have one of those on the board, but I'll do another one. He had an 11-11 record last year.
Marsh, you love the win predictions.
It's only my second one.
Alrighty, so my final prediction. This is should be a home run. I would assume you guys would agree. Okay. Home run. AL East will finish in this exact order.
Oh boy, yeah, this is a home run.
First, Blue Red Jays. Sox. Second, Rays. Third, Yankees. Ooh. Fourth, Red Sox. Fifth, Orioles.
Ooh, yeah. I'd say home run.
After the home run.
I don't know. Everyone dislikes the Red Sox, but like it's the AL East. You never know. They can win a few games.
And it's the Orioles, you never know.
If you would have said that to the Yankees 2 weeks ago, I would have had a difference of opinion, but with all the injuries at the start of the year, you never know, man. Could have a struggle.
I think the Yankees are going to have a crap start because of that rotation.
In trouble.
It'll be interesting.
I'm scared, bro.
I just think they're going to get two down. Like, Blue Jays they're probably going to be 23-0 the first 23 games.
Yeah.
So.
let's hope this bites you in the rear end.
Alrighty, Chase, your final prediction.
Okay. I got a good one. I got Kyle Hendricks, or Liam Hendricks, sorry, not Kyle Hendricks. I got Liam Hendricks is going to make over 15 saves this year. And he's projected to make around kind of 10 to 12 because he should come back this year. He's been thrown to bullpen and apparently looking pretty good, but you know, he's got cancer and all. So,
yes, you never know, man. It could go downhill, get zero.
So,
boys.
I'm having faith, and this guy's going to beat cancer. He's going to come out, throw 15 saves.
Inspirational.
Yep.
I love it.
He's going to have a feel good story at the end of the year.
Yep.
I like this prediction.
Yep.
I was like, when you first met, I was like, does Chase know?
Yeah.
Alrighty, Bryson, your final prediction.
Up to lunch.
All right, my last prediction is that Oscar Colas will lead all rookies in home runs in the month of April.
Ooh, baby. Chicago White Sox.
Wait, say again. I missed
it. Oscar Colas will lead all rookies in home runs in the month of April. Or by the end of April, I guess you could say.
Okay.
He's on the White Sox, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he made the opening day roster. He's projected to start in right field. So.
Oh, really?
He's got good power.
I don't know.
All right.
Kind of flying under the radar. So.
Alrighty. So once again,
I'll whip in my last one.
Marshall, you better finish us off with a banger.
Yeah, I already know it. It's fantasy baseball right here, boys.
Oh, boy.
The Inglorious Batters, which is managed by yours truly, will beat Murphy's Law in the first matchup of the season.
I don't know. Murphy's Law last year got off to a hot start.
I know.
Really hot start, I think. Wasn't he like 8-0 or like 8-2 or something like that?
I have no idea, but all I know is I looked at the matchups between our players, and I'm pretty confident.
I like it. Reigning champ here. Alrighty, so that concludes week 8 of Write That Down, but we are not done yet. This episode is far from over.
Sick of being
no! Stupid ass.
I love that.
No!
Just let it go, bro. Just let it go.
Fuck! Alrighty, Jeopardy theme was supposed to play. Alrighty, we're back for second annual Jeopardy.
Second annual.
Second, whatever. Who cares?
Falling apart, boys.
Season of whatever. Second episode of Jeopardy here, and nice. I'll be your host once again. I believe Bryson won last week, didn't he?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So this week we got categories, World Series, MLB Awards, Hall of Famers, Guess the Player, and 2022 off season. Yeah. So I just typed in random names here. We got Bryson going first, then Chase and Marshall. And Bryson, you can start us off. What do you want?
Oh, man. Let's go 2022 offseason for 100.
Yeah. All righty. Blue Jays acquired Dalton Varsho from the Diamondbacks. What did the Diamondbacks acquire from the Blue Jays?
We got Lourdes Gurriel Jr. and Gabriel Moreno.
That is correct. That was a pretty much a layup for race, pretty much for everyone. This new app doesn't have the sound effects this time, so
it's gonna get ads.
Alrighty, Chase, you are up.
Okay, do you want to read me off what the categories are again?
World Series, MLB Awards, Hall of Famers, Guess the Player, and 2022 offseason.
MLB Awards, then what?
Hall of Famers, then Guess the Player, then off season.
And World Series.
I will go Guess the Player. I did good on that last time.
How much do you want?
100.
100? Alrighty. Here are your hints. He has played for one team in his entire career starting in 2011, won the Rookie of the Year in 2012, 350 career home runs, and he's a multiple MVP winner.
Trout.
That is correct.
Nice.
Ding, 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 ding.
Come on, baby.
Alrighty, yo, Marshall, man. You are up.
Start out with an L here, boys. All right, no. We good. I'm going to go. I did a little studying on the old World Series, so I'm probably going to have to start off with that. It could be 200. So I'm
200.
I need a lead.
200 on what?
200 on World Series.
Okay.
So hard, man.
Which current MLB team has never made a World Series appearance?
Ooh.
Kidding. That's a 100 question, bro?
Did you say 200?
Yeah, 200.
Yeah, you said
200.
Which current MLB team? I'm thinking recent, bro. Okay, this team popped in my head, and I'm going for it. I'm going with the Brewers.
Incorrect.
I know this one. Ding, ding, ding.
Do Grayson. You?
I do, yeah, because I remember they talked about it last year in the playoffs.
It's I should.
That is correct, Bryson.
Ooh, yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
The Mariners. They talked about it last year because they hit that big home run. They were like, oh, they might make the World Series for the first time this year.
Alrighty, Bryson, you are up.
No, I'm up. Okay. Let's go. Let's stick with 2022 offseason for 200.
200? Chicago White Sox signed this guy to a 5-year, $75 million contract. Name the player.
Was it Andrew Benintendi?
That is correct.
I had that. Nice. Seen that. I wanted that so bad.
Chase, you are up.
I'll take my chances. I'll go MLB Awards 100.
100? Alrighty.
I don't think I'm going to do very well in this category.
Fair enough.
Who won the 2021 NL MVP?
21. Seager?
That is incorrect.
Oh, no. He won the World Series MVP. Shoot.
2021 MVP. Any takers?
NL?
NL.
I feel like this might be obvious. Should I take a swing at it? Probably not, but.
You're going, Marshall?
No.
Bryson?
Oh, I have a name in my head, but I'm not confident, so I'm going to pass.
Shoot. Alrighty. Correct answer was Bryce Harper.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
I should have. Yeah, I should have trusted my gut.
I didn't. I thought it was too obvious.
Marshall.
Yeah. All right.
Did Seager win? Oh, no. Soler won it.
Give me 100 on the World Series. I studied it, man. I need to get something right. If I can't get 200, I'm screwed.
How many World Series has the New York Yankees won?
27.
That is correct.
On what was that question? What was that on?
World Series.
World Series. Let's go. World
Series 100?
Yeah.
I needed that.
Come on, that's a...
Right? Okay, after two rounds, Bryson's in first with plus 500. Chase in second with zero, and Marshall is third at minus 100.
Tough.
Bryson, you are up.
Not bad.
I'll do MLB awards for 200. Or which one has it been taken? Did he take 100?
Yeah,
200. How many Cy Young awards has Jacob DeGrom won?
Oh boy, that's tough.
Oh man, Jacob DeGrom.
I got a guess. I'm going to take a guess if you miss it.
Yeah, I have a number in my head, but I don't know if it's the one that... Oh, man.
Go for it.
Jacob DeGrom, Cy Young Awards. I have two numbers in my head. I don't know. I don't want to lose money, whatever. I mean, guess three.
That is incorrect.
Ding, ding.
Buzzed. Chase?
Two?
That is correct.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Chase, I know you started cheating
too.
I know.
I was, dude, if you answered two and it was incorrect, I was going to guess three. I was thinking three as well.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Guess player 200.
Alrighty. First clue is switch hitter. Okay. Former first overall pick in the MLB entry draft. Was drafted in 2016, but did not sign and attended college at Oregon State.
Oh, boy.
Wears number 35 and made his debut last season.
Oh, boy. Switch hitter.
Was drafted in 2016, but did not sign. But he was redrafted later.
I don't know.
Oh, I missed a clue. He's also plays like in the infield. He's not an outfielder. He's an infielder.
Infielder, made his debut last year. Played Oregon. Drafted in 16.
was drafted to the team, but did not sign. So he was actually drafted twice.
I literally have no idea. I'm trying to think of
where's number 35.
I'm trying to think of who even came up last year. I literally don't have a guess.
Just throw a prospect that debuted last year.
I'm even trying to think of. I can't even.
Fair. I might
give. I don't know. Jordan Walker.
That is. He did not come up last. Did he not come up?
No,
incorrect. Taking a guess?
I thought I heard that he played at Oregon.
Yeah, that was a hint.
Yeah, there's one guy I have in my mind. But how much is it worth yet?
200.
Ooh, I'm gonna go for it.
Marcy, you know, guess?
If you want to go first, I might go for it, but you said you're gonna go for it, so you go first.
Bro, I feel like I'm so wrong though.
I literally can't.
I know.
Okay, it's for 200 points. It should be.
Yeah. Like, give me Bryson Stott.
Incorrect.
Okay. I'm going to go. The only other person I can think of. Well, this might be wrong. I don't know. Because I don't know if he's an infielder, but I'm going to go Stephen Kwan.
Incorrect.
Oh, damn.
It was Adley.
Oh, really?
Should have thought something Caleb would think of. Sometimes you got to go.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what I was thinking.
Fun fact, he was really drafted by the Mariners.
He didn't sign with them?
Nope. They got redrafted in 2019.
They did. Interesting.
Alrighty, so who did that one? Chase?
Yeah. Bryson.
Chase did it, and we both got it wrong.
Oh,
right. Wait, so who's up? So it's Marshall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't even think of any prospects. I got so stressed on the spot.
Give me the off season, the lowest one that's left.
300.
Sure.
How many years did Brandon Nimmo sign with for the Mets? How long did Brandon Nimmo sign with the Mets for?
I'm gonna say 8.
That is correct.
Let's go, nice.
Attaboy Marshall. Bryson, you were up.
Zero, eh?
Holy smokes. I'm going to go bang. I'm going to go 2022 offseason for 500.
500?
Wow. Yeah, let's go for it. I got to get some points back.
Fair enough.
All right.
I made this question. I was like, is this hard? I actually have no idea if this is hard or not. It could be a layup, but who was the third team involved in the Sean Murphy to the Braves deal? So Braves and A's, what was the third team?
Oh, shoot. I can't even remember.
It was the Brewers.
Yep.
Contreras.
So bad, man.
Because Willie Contreras went to. Yeah.
Alrighty, Chase, you are up.
Well, since no one's taking it, I'll go Hall of Fame 100.
Hall of Famers 100?
Yeah.
This Hall of Famer pitcher has thrown the most strikeouts in an MLB career.
Nolan Ryan?
That is correct.
Nice.
Marshall, you are up.
Give me World Series. Is it 3 that's left?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me World Series 3.
How many MLB teams have not won a World Series?
Oh, my, bro.
It's a number. You don't have to name them.
No, I know. Well, I know, but that's a big number. That could be a big number. That's like.
I have a guess. I don't know. I may as well. I only have 100 points
like,
right now.
I'm thinking like middle of the pack. Like, I'm thinking. Give me 11.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Chase?
I'll take a guess. Let's just go with 6.
Ding, ding, ding. That is correct.
Let's go.
Rangers, Padres, Rays, Brewers, Rockies, Mariners.
I was humming and hawing between 5 and 6.
What a guess.
No shot you guys even knew that, bro.
I knew when you said 11, that was way too high.
All right, so updated standing. So we got Bryson at 601st, Chase at 402nd, and minus 300 is Marshall in third. And that, Bryson, you are up.
I'm up. All right, let's do guess that player for what's left in that category.
3, 4, and 500.
Let's do 3.
3? All righty. signed the largest extension for a player with less than 1 year of service in the MLB, career 282 hitter, American League, former number one prospect, and he was born in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, I know it.
I know it too.
Is it Wander?
Yep.
Buzz, buzz. Oh, what? Yeah. Oh,
it is Wander.
It's going to be J-Rod.
I was going to say Julio.
Yeah, that's no, what I thought it was going to be.
I remember Wander.
Oh, shit. Did Julio sign a contract?
I thought he signed like a 12-year one.
Oh, fuck. Maybe I fucked up here. Hold up.
Julio's got a really good contract because it's like incentive-based.
Hold up here. What did he sign?
I thought it was like 12 or something.
I don't know exact like dollar values of each of them, but I know J-Rod's got a long contract.
Yeah, he does.
And it was like a couple weeks after Wander.
Hold up, boys. Maybe I screwed up here.
Yeah, I think it is. Julio's is bigger. This is like 210, it's saying.
No, but he's saying years. He's saying years.
Oh, his is...
No, it's like I meant like total money.
Oh, I thought you meant years. Okay, never mind. Then I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, Wander's is 182.
So, but yeah, did J-Rod have...
See, J-Rod's is an incentive-based one. Yeah, like, see, depending on how many awards he gets, depending on how well he does, he gets paid more.
Oh, yeah. Wander's is 182 guaranteed.
Yeah, his is straight up. Doesn't matter what happens.
Okay, I'll still say I'm right. We'll get Bryson the points. Who cares? We're on to Chase.
Well, let's do 2022 offseason 300.
400 is the only remaining
I
did
three. 400. Oh, this could be the guy who nails it. How much total money did Aaron Judge sign for?
Oh, 400 mil.
That is incorrect.
Ding, 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 ding.
Marshall?
I feel like it's 360.
That is correct. Marshall's in second place.
Let's go.
Holy.
Did the Giants offer him 400 mil?
Yep.
Marshall, you were up.
Let's go. That's
exciting now.
I know. I'm actually not broke right now. Well, I'm broke, but I'm not owing the bank nothing, I don't think. I've screwed up. I've wasted a lot of money on World
Series. Actually, hold up. Before Marshall goes, I'll say what's left.
Yeah, please.
So we have guess the player 400 and 500.
Okay.
We have Hall of Famers 200 to 500.
Yeah, okay.
MLB Awards 300 to 500 and World Series 400 to 500.
Hall of Famers are hanging out over there.
Yeah, see, I'm not good with Hall of Famers. You know, I'm going to have to go World Series, man. I studied it. I have to. Give me
400?
Yeah.
Ash, this isn't hard. What year did the Toronto Blue Jays win their first World Series, and who did they play?
Oh, I have no idea.
The Toronto Blue Jays, their first World Series?
Yeah, their first.
I feel like it was in the 90s, bro.
They won back-to-back.
I have to,
which was their first
team
year?
They played?
Yeah.
Give me, bro. I don't know who they played. 91 or 92. I saw it like on a TikTok, bro. Okay, give me 92 and give me
92. Yeah. Okay, just say I'm I'll.
Right.
Who'd you say?
Oh, I said 92.
Yeah. Okay, just what's the team? I'm not going to say if you're correct or not on the year.
Oh, I have no idea, bro. Give me the. I don't even know. Phillies. I don't know, bro.
That is wrong. But I think they played them in the 93. Oh, yep.
I know this one. It was 92, and it was over the Atlanta Braves.
Come on, bro.
Oh, he just knows it.
Yeah. I know.
Marshall, if you listened to Morgan Wallen's new album, you would have knew that.
Legitimately, that is legitimately where I last heard it.
Oh, nice.
What a bad
92 Braves, Morgan Wallen. It's actually a pretty good song. Alrighty, Chase, you are up.
Give me Hall of Fame 200.
What team did Barry Bonds play for when he made his MLB debut?
Pirates.
Correct.
Nice.
Cash money. Give me that.
Marshall.
Give me Hall of Famer 3.
Might Wait, well isn't dunk. It my turn? I think you skipped me.
Oh, yeah, you skipped
me. No. Oh, shit. That's, yeah.
That's fine.
Assumed,
just go Bryson, then me, and then start back over Bryson.
Bryson, go ahead.
Okay, let's do what's left for Hall of Famers?
3 to 500. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do 300.
Come on.
This Hall of Fame pitcher is known as the Big Unit.
Oh, it's my boy, Randy Johnson.
That is correct.
Yeah. It was, what was it, 3 years ago, 2 days ago that he just
hit the bird. Missed.
Yeah, just absolutely diced the bird.
30 years or something, 2 days ago? 30 years bird and 2 days?
Just minding his own business.
Just flying.
Wait, so should it be Chase now?
Talked out.
No, me, because you went Chase before Bryson.
Who did, so what did Chase, what question did Chase do?
I did Hall of Fame 200.
Hall of Fame.
All right, yeah, okay. Marshall.
So, yeah, you do me and then go back to Bryson.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me. Is there a off season one left?
Nope.
Of course not.
Gonzo.
Give me MLB awards for the lowest amount.
300.
Sure.
Who won the NL Cy Young in 2012?
12.
2012.
Okay, well, I'm thinking back to the
that's a minute ago
last week. And it was you. If the Tigers are NL, which they probably aren't, because I'm stupid. I'm gonna go either. I'm going either Verlander or was it Scherzer? Give me Verlander. I don't know.
Wrong.
Yeah.
I know. I'm pretty sure Verlander won in 14.
I don't know.
It says NL boys.
NL. Tigers are AL.
Yeah, see, I don't know that, but well.
Trying to think of who he's even pitching then. That's a minute ago.
Yeah, I don't know if I know, man.
NL, you said?
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be some obscure guy that, like, didn't win another Cy Young.
Or, yeah. Or it's obvious.
Yeah, or, yeah, it's an obvious one. I'm not going to try to
guess. I don't have a guess now.
No? You're not guessing, Chase?
No. Nah.
Come on, guess, because I'm broke, man.
It was R.A. Dickey.
R.A. Dickey. Who's he playing with?
The Mets.
Oh, my.
The odds of me even thinking of that guy?
Absolutely.
R.A. Dickey.
Blue Jays.
So it's Bryson.
Nasty knuckler. 90% yeah. Knuckle pitch.
All knuckles.
All knuckles.
Right. Jay thought it was a good idea to bring him into a dome.
Give me, I'll do the last because there's only one more awards one, right? Or is there two?
Two more, 400 and 500.
Okay, I'll do 4.
Besides Ohtani in 2021, who was the last pitcher to win the MVP award?
Oh, shenanigans. I don't have a clue. pitcher to win the MVP.
It's got to go with someone prolific.
It's got to be someone so old.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Well, maybe not too old. I feel like someone did it in the 2010s.
I got a guess, but I don't think I'm right, but I got a guess.
I feel like it happened.
I'm guessing.
It's got to be a pitcher.
What do I got to lose?
He was absolutely dominant. Oh, man. I feel like I have an answer, but I don't know if I'm just making this up or if I genuinely heard this somewhere. But I have to guess. Oh, son of a biscuit. I think this is in my head, and this could be way off, or I could be pulling this out of my rear end. But I feel like the Claw did it. Like Clayton Claw did it. Was the last person to do it.
Who? Clayton Kershaw?
Clayton Kershaw. I'm pretty sure. I swear I remember him winning the MVP.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. Nice. Okay, so I'll do an updated standings.
Good thing I didn't guess.
Last place is Marshall minus 600.
Yeah.
Second place is Chase plus 200. And in first is at 2000s, Bryson.
2000? Buddy's rolling that cash.
I mean, the big unit was basically free money. So.
Chase, you're up. I tried to sprinkle in Yankees and Diamondbacks here.
Guess the player 400.
Okay, I know who this is. Alrighty. Drafted in 2011. Pitched for three teams in his career. Multiple-time All-Star. 130 career wins. Has led the MLB in strikeouts twice. Was in a trade involving current Padres pitcher Joe Musgrove.
Oh, boy.
We talked about this. We talked about Joe the other day.
I'll give you another hint.
Okay.
This guy was not traded to the Padres.
That's tough, bro.
That is very tough. Drafted in 2011?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I'm just trying to try and think of who gets strikeouts right now. I don't know, Verlander.
That is incorrect.
I don't know.
You said 2011. I'm not guessing, bro.
Well, Verlander doesn't even get that many strikeouts.
You said 2011, bro?
Yeah. Draft in 2011.
Verlander wasn't even draft. Verlander was rookie in 2009. Come on.
Okay, I'll give you guys another hint.
No. Wait, just wait. I'm thinking of someone because you just mentioned.
Can I take another guess?
No, I'm not guessing.
Okay, I'll give you guys another hint.
Can I guess or no?
You can go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go with Gerrit Cole.
I'm going to be so upset.
Marshall, you are correct. Gerrit Cole.
Oh, and that was my first thought in my head.
I was my next, the Pirates, too.
My next thing was going to be, he played for the Pirates.
That was the first person who came in my head. Always leads in K's.
Yeah, that's who I thought of. And I'm like, he just mentioned he put a lot of D-backs in Yanks, so I went for it.
Alrighty, Marshall.
Come on.
Ooh. So what am I at? What was that, 400? See, I'm getting close.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Marshall tied at minus 200, and then Bryson's at 2,000. There's one question. There's one question on here that you guys are going to guess until you get it.
All right.
Wow. I like that. And we just get to take turns or what?
I'm really, really proud of this question.
Okay.
Can you list off quick what's left?
We got guest to player 500, Hall of Famers 400 to 500, and MLB Awards and World Series both have 500.
Oh, man. Give me World Series 500. Why do I do this to myself?
Okay, I like this one. Okay, name the last six World Series winners in order from most recent to 2017.
We did this before. Give me the it was Astros, Braves, Dodgers, Nats. Oh, it's either the Astros or the Sox. No. Sox Astros. Sox
that
Astros.
Is correct. Marshall's the goat.
We literally did it on Discord. We were just talking about it. Boys.
Good on you.
Alrighty, Bryson, you're up. Hey, Bryson has to get a couple wrong here. That's interesting.
Don't worry, I'm sure I will.
I'm going to be a dead last at the end of this.
For 400?
Okay. All-time leader in hits by a shortstop.
Oh, I know it.
There's one name that comes to mind immediately, but I don't know. All-time hit leader.
Get it wrong. I need this one.
I feel like I have to get this one wrong.
No, you don't. You don't got to get it wrong, Bryson. Don't have that attitude.
I got to make it interesting.
Volpe.
Volpe.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna go with this one because it's a Yankee. You said Yankees and D-backs, and the first shortstop came to mind was Jeter.
Don't. I needed it.
Is it wrong?
That is correct. I feel like Chase blew it by saying I got this one immediately.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it has to be the Yankees, and I thought Jeter right away.
What are you doing?
No.
Chase, you're up.
I was gonna say.
I got too excited. I got too excited.
Chase, you're up.
Good. It's a fair one, actually.
500 for awards, Hall of Famers, and guess the player.
I'll go Hall of Fame 500.
Wow. CC Sabathia.
There has been two pitchers to throw a no-hitter in the postseason. Name one of them.
In the World Series or the playoffs?
Postseason.
Postseason.
Would you throw another Nolan Ryan in there?
Ooh, a little two.
Is that your
one.
Guess?
No. I want. Oh boy. A little Babe action.
Babe
Ruth. Is that your final answer?
No. Glavin. I'll go with Glavin. I don't know.
That's wrong. Everyone has to make at least one guess for the rest of the video.
Oh,
podcast. Make it interesting. Bryson, you get five guesses.
Well, we're guessing until we get this one?
No, not this one. This is not the one yet.
So this... Okay, there's a dude that's coming to my mind, but I don't really want to say it.
I started off so well so far in the hole now.
Okay, what was the question again?
There's been two pitchers thrown no-hitter in the postseason. Name one of them. I feel like the one you guys have no chance of getting, but I think the other one.
Can I guess?
You guys would know him. Yeah.
I'm thinking Blue Jay legend. Roy Halladay.
Oh.
That's probably you look that up, Marshall?
I didn't know. How would I look it up, bro? Internet don't work on my
brain. That's true. You're correct. That's correct. Time.
I keep that's forgetting that there's lots of Jays and the Yankees ones in here.
That's
all right. Okay, so Bryson, the one that I want everyone to guess till they get it is guess the player. So you're going to have to do the 500 awards. I want to do that one last.
Okay, then give me 500 awards.
Last MLB catcher to win AL MVP.
Catcher to win.
AL.
Okay, well, my guess is out the window. I think.
Well, I know one, but I don't know if it's the most recent. But it's the only name I'm going to think of, so I'm just going to guess as Joe Mauer.
Buzz.
Chase?
Posada?
No, Mauer was the one, correct. He was so confident. Alrighty. Okay, so heading into the last question. So Bryson has 2,900. Chase is at -700, and Marshall's at 800.
Holy smokes!
Okay, so we're gonna do. I don't care who guesses first. So here we go.
No, Bryson gets to guess first, or whoever guesses.
No, Chase. Fine, Chase gets to guess first.
Right, Chase, then me, then Bryson, because that's
okay. Four-time All-Star.
Oh.
Multiple-time World Series winner.
Okay.
Two-time Silver Slugger. Former World Series MVP.
Holy smokes.
Current player?
Yeah.
Can you read those again?
Four-time All-Star. Multiple-time World Series winner. Two-time Silver Slugger. Former World Series MVP.
I have a guess. Please don't guess him, Chase.
Am I guessing?
No, yeah, your guess first.
Seager?
Wrong. Marshall?
Freddie Freeman?
Wrong. Bryson?
I'm so confident.
One of those was my guess. Can you, fudge. You say four-time All-Star, multiple World Series. And
two-time Silver Slugger and former World Series MVP.
Yordan?
Incorrect. So I'll give you guys a second hint. He has cross paths with the Diamondbacks.
What?
JC, we're up.
Oh, I know it.
Played for the Diamondbacks at one point in his career.
Bro, I don't even know. I haven't looked at the Diamondbacks.
Actually, just everyone spit out their answers. Like,
I have no idea. So Bryson,
if you know, go for
it. I don't know if I know for sure.
Might as well,
but tonight. I'm guessing JD Martinez.
Wrong.
Oh.
Good guess.
Wicked. I thought that was good.
Nelson. Hey, Bryson's marshaled wrong.
Old guys.
Two-time silver, Gray.
Also cross paths with the Giants.
Can we have years active?
No, not yet.
Okay. Diamondbacks, eh?
Diamondbacks and Giants.
I have a guess, but it's way wrong.
Go for it.
Buster Posey.
No.
Come on. I don't know, man.
Frank,
you can't think of anyone else, bro. Your D-backs. I mean, he's gonna play one game for them. Who knows, right? But
yeah,
I'll give you boys each one more guess. I think we should wrap her up.
Can we have a deadly good hint though?
Okay, I'll give you a hint that you all guess, and I'll give you like a hint that'll make it obvious.
Okay.
Let's see. He's won 3 World Series, 2010, 2012, 2014.
Who won in 2010, bro?
2010, 2012, and 2014.
Who knows?
2010 was at the Phillies.
Well, Yankees are 09.
Yeah.
I'm loving this. No guess. Okay, I'll give you the big hint.
Oh man, I'm trying, but I can't.
Just remember,
Brandon Belt.
And no, that is wrong. Just remember, boys. Back in the day, pitchers could win Silver Sluggers.
Pitchers for the
Lincecum.
No,
yeah, Mad Bum.
Shoot.
Bryson got it. Mad Bum. Yeah.
You're so confident.
Oh, man. I love that. I love that.
I wanted to go so bad, your boy.
I was looking up like team rosters. And I saw Mad Bum. I was like, oh, he's probably won some. So I looked at his Wikipedia page, like Silver Slugger. I was like, sick.
That was a wicked guess, though.
Alrighty, so here's the damage after the guesses.
Yikes.
So, in third place, we got Chase at minus 1,700. In second place at minus 1,200, we got Marshall, and we have a 2-time winner in Bryson at plus 1,900.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I'm not last.
Goodness.
So that is – oh, are we done everything? Yep, so that is it for Jeopardy. If Chase, you want to close us out this episode?
Nice. All right, well, hope you guys enjoyed our other episode of Jeopardy, and as well as our Write It Down. And, we'll keep these coming because these are pretty fun to do, even though
Marshall has to host next one.
Yeah,
Marshall's like, yeah, because Caleb's got to get in here and answer some questions too. So
yeah, we can take turns hosting.
Yeah, that's fair.
Bryson should host because he's won the last two.
That's a good call.
Yeah, fair enough.
Even up the playing
field. He's just a goat at it. He's undefeated. Too good at the game.
My memory is not too bad.
And be ready for MLB opening day this Thursday, boys.
Thursday. Can't wait to get some baseball back in my life. All right. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. See you in the next one.
Peace.